Welcome back to Dices and Dexes. Last time we played our trainers, Adrian with his partner Pokemon Silky the Dratini, Desmond with Zephyr the Fletchling, and a new member, Jora, with his partner Pokemon Cola the Shinx, had gotten caught up in a terrorist attack on the Pokéathlon World Championship and caught up in the chaos, had to defend and lead a group of civilians out of the Pokéathlon event grounds. After helping some people out from some rubble and hot wiring a door, eventually your group made it out into the western woods surrounding the event grounds, and after waiting out the night, were found by Goldenrod City Police and escorted back to the event grounds to be taken in and processed and interviewed before being sent back into Goldenrod City to receive some medical attention at the Northern Pokemon Center. In the midst of that attack, you all had seen these cloaked villainous figures lashing out and striking at the event grounds around you, vandalizing technology, destroying stands. There were multiple explosive devices that had gone off, and in the midst of that, Gym Leader Chris was battling some sort of leader figure amongst this group. What became of that, you do not know. Who these people are, you had no actual real interaction with them, outside of a few pot shots that some of these people made at you during your escape. Amidst all of that, though, you came out relatively unscathed, and after receiving some medical attention at the Northern Pokemon Center, you all watched a news blitz covering the Johto Pokemon League's response to the attacks and what is being done for the security of the Johto region, and Elite Four Melon announced an outer region travel ban, which has now locked down many tourists down in Johto for the foreseeable future, while Johtoan police investigate this attack. The only people currently allowed to leave the region are trainers evaluated through the gym challenge and given the personal sponsorship of a gym leader who trusts them. So, a lofty feat to be able to just leave the Johto region right now while these villains are about. Other than that, there are many missing persons. Many of them are civilians. Some are a couple professor interns who, working at the Melon Company, have been kidnapped. Some other missing persons include top Poke athletes and a Melon Company board member. Amidst all of this as well, the second most expensive piece of damage was the damage done to the Goldenrod rail line, preventing hyperspeed travel across the Johto region. With all of that happening, you all have just seen this news blitz covering Elite Four Melon's announcements, and as you're processing what has been said to you, your attention is interrupted when an older Nurse Joy with some graying pink hair calls out a series of names. Denise, Adrian, Ori, Kari, Phil, Desmond, Jora, and Tanya. Your Pokemon's health checkups have finished.
I will walk up to this Nurse Joy.
I was going to gesture the Nidoran to follow along with me as I walk over as well.
Oh, yes. And as another brief little recap, your friend you made earlier yesterday, Felix, the Galarian, he disappeared in the midst of that attack last night after he went to race off to find his partner Pokemon, Scorbunny. And you still haven't seen him since. But you motion these Nidoran to follow you, and you all walk up to the Pokemon Center counter, I presume?
Yes.
Yes.
Where I'm going.
Yeah, so as you're walking through the Pokemon Center, you were kind of like in a lounge area just off to the side. You've seen it in a couple games, I'm assuming. But right now, this Pokemon Center is cramped and it's filled with non-Johtoans. As you three go up, so do presumably five other people named Denise, Ori, Kari, Phil, and Tanya. And amongst you all and them, multiple Pokeballs are handed back to you. And a brief description of your Pokemon's health is provided by the older Nurse Joy. And when it comes to you, Jora, nothing seemed to be wrong with your Shinx, but I would recommend still checking in on its mental well-being for the next few days, as what happened last night is stressful for many.
I appreciate your concern. I'll keep an eye on him.
And then Silky is passed along to you, Adrian, as well as Gauntlet. And
yeah.
the Nurse Joy simply says, both of these seem to have sustained quite a lot of battle injuries in the last few days. I would recommend giving them time to rest and recuperate, even beyond the medicine that we've provided.
That's the plan. I don't want to see them get hurt. I don't want them to battle for a bit.
That's very responsible of you. They have a good trainer.
Thank you.
Desmond, Zephyr, and Mistral will be passed back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Nurse Joy will hand Mistral back to you and say, not many physical injuries on this Flabebe, but I have noticed that it spaces out quite often.
Yes.
Is there any sort of medical history there, or is that simply how this Flabebe acts?
Well, I just met her at the Pokeathlon, so that's just how she acts.
Ah,
as I know.
Well, I would suggest keeping an eye on things. You never know what might be an underlying psychological condition.
Please.
And then she will pass Zephyr back and will mention, it seems that this bird has inhaled quite a lot of smoke in the last few days and sustained some injuries, not just from the recent attack. I would recommend letting Fletchling rest for a few days and not overexert itself or its lungs.
Absolutely. You hear that, Zephyr? In like a concerned parent way. And Zephyr looks little ornery.
What does ornery mean?
Zephyr? Mischievous.
Ah.
Yeah. Zephyr, I mean it. You need to take care of yourself. And he just sort of nods his head and nestles into Desmond because he's still tired.
I turn to Silky and Gauntlet. We're going to be taking a few days. Relax. This is crazy, especially with the long journey we just had. Silky and Gauntlet are very pooped. Gauntlet seems a little more energetic, especially after seeing Mankey last night. But one of those things where it's like, very tired.
Mm-hmm.
Got a shit rocked twice in a day.
This is to say, all of your Pokemon have received a long rest, so power points, hit points, all of that is recovered. Same for you all. Any abilities you've used are recovered as well. I will say, while you three get your Pokemon, you know, it is a kind of one at a time deal. Over the course of this, you notice Denise, Ori, Kari, Phil, Tanya, they receive back a Metapod, a Bellsprout, a Growlithe, an Electabuzz, and a Delibird.
I go to the man who was given an Electabuzz.
That would be Phil.
I would like to go.
Oh, wait, I want to go talk to Asteroid Destroyer too.
Okay. Yeah, you walk up to Phil. He's kind of like this guy in his mid-30s, maybe early 40s, kind of buzz cut salt and pepper hair. Probably mid-40s at that point then. Looks like he's got a very stressed look on his face. Kind of a mechanic look to him. Strong arms and everything. But just gets back his Electabuzz and he's like, all right, bud. Glad to hear you are okay. And then you guys sidle up to him.
Hello.
Yeah? Oh, hi. Are your Pokemon okay, too?
Yes, I just...
Yes, they're fine.
Yeah, that's good.
Thank you for asking.
Can I
just wanted
you?
To... I just wanted to say hello and thank you to your Electabuzz. He helped us when we were... Well, as you know, a lot of people's Pokemon were taken during the Pokeathlon, just in the hub above it all, and we went to the warehouse to get them back, and your Pokemon was released, and he helped us.
He saved my life.
As you both are saying this, I want you both to make insight checks.
Does Asteroid Destroyer still hate me? Let's see.
If there is one thing I'm good at, it is reading the room with an 18.
I got a 21.
18 and 21. Yeah, you both are like saying this, and as you're talking more and more, this mechanic Phil and his Electabuzz just side-eye each other, raise their eyebrows, look back to you guy, look back to each other, and Phil just says, my Electabuzz wasn't taken yesterday.
Oh, it must have been a different Electabuzz.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, so you're saying all Electabuzz look the same, is that it?
Not quite.
Okay. Was it? I guess I should have asked this first, because I would know what Pokeball the Electabuzz would have been in. And is it the same?
No, this one was a regular Pokeball.
And the Electabuzz, Asteroid Destroyer was in an Ultra Ball.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
My bad.
It's all good.
Perfect.
Sounds like you guys did some pretty cool stuff yesterday. He puts a big hand on, which of you is shorter?
I have no idea.
Honest, Do you just want to roll a d20?
Your loser is shorter.
But I didn't put my height in.
I'm probably taller.
I want him to be shorter.
Do you want him to be shorter?
I'm taller.
You can be shorter if you want.
I'm shorter.
Okay, Desmond's right. Shorter.
I'm a short Frenchman.
He is a short Frenchman. Older. As you guys are saying this, Phil's going to put a big hand on Desmond's shoulder, just kind of a pat, and just say, good job. Keep doing good things.
Oh, merci, sir. I will.
And Electabuzz is going to put out a little fist for a fist bump.
Oh, yeah. I'll fist bump him.
So anyways, you get hit with Thunder Punch.
Anyways, Desmond dies.
Desmond dies. The Pokemon Center does not work on people.
No, this one does have human medical care available. Goldenrod is...
We could get Thunder Punched.
You could get Thunder Punched, and then you'd immediately have to go back into the hospital, yes.
Does Johto have free healthcare?
It's the Pokemon world. Everyone has free healthcare.
That is true.
Adrian is going to put his fist against his hand, kind of give a respectful bow. May you have safe travels.
Bowing's a little weird, but thanks.
I'm from Blackthorn.
Oh.
It's a way we show respect up there. And give our blessing to others.
He gives a thumbs up. This is how we do it in the city.
Adrian is going to give a thumbs up as well, but he's definitely like, it's his first time giving a thumbs up to another person. Be safe.
You too, kid.
Thank you. I'm gonna go back to Jorah.
You see Jorah in the corner, looking over Cola, doing his own inspection, making sure everything's all good. And he's got a very aggressive look on his face.
Jorah, everything all right?
Do you mean with me or with the situation?
I'll let you answer that.
Physically, we're both fine, but clearly this is not normal. Not only is it not normal, it's something we need to deal with as soon as we can.
We just got out of a life-or-death situation. We need to recuperate.
I understand that you may think that, but I don't enjoy sitting around. As you can see him, fidgeting. The one time I get to go and try to have a little bit of fun.
Oh.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jorah. It's not like we can do anything today. Desmond and I, along with our other friend, I hope he's all right, but we have a dinner tonight with someone we helped. We could see if you could join and...
get some answers.
Maybe not get answers. It's a dinner with a mother and child, but have fun there for tonight.
I have a question.
Yeah, what's up?
Hasn't it been a few days since the Pokeathlon?
No, this is the morning after.
It's... Okay.
How does that sound, Jorah?
What time is this meeting that you have?
It's not a meeting, it's just dinner.
Well, when is it?
Dinner time.
I'm a little turned around right now. We'll as much as I would like that, what do we do in the meantime?
There's someone at the game corner who we helped out, and he said he owes us. We could go there, and he said he'd pay us for what we helped him with. Desmond and I.
Yes, I hope he's recovering okay from his concussion.
Yes.
Well, sure. Let's go gambling.
Oh, just like Felix.
Oh, Felix would be proud.
It's less of a let's go gambling and more of just like I need something to distract myself.
Yeah, we're gonna go to the game corner.
How much did you feel about the joys of gambling?
Wonderful. All right. So as you guys leave, everybody make a perception check really quick. As you've kind of been talking off with yourselves in the corner and with Phil and whatnot, let's see if you notice something.
Perception. That is an A.
Plus one. Let's go. I rolled a 3.
Okay, the only person who really notices this, Desmond, as you guys are beginning to leave the Pokemon Center, you notice that there is a police officer traveling from group to group here within the Pokemon Center and the hospital. Asking for names, you notice that there's a police officer there.
Okay, cool. And we hadn't been approached by her before.
You're just noticing that this officer is walking around.
Okay, makes sense. I don't really feel the need to say anything to the rest of the group.
Okay. Then you don't make mention of it to the rest of your group, so you end up all leaving. The two of you, Adrian and Jorah, none the wiser to the presence of an officer at the Pokemon Center.
Yeah.
I mean, to be completely real, I'd expect more cops out the day after a terrorist attack.
As you all go and begin to walk around Goldenrod City, you realize that the city, obviously, but it has been shaken by last night's attack. The streets are quiet, and very few people travel on the sidewalks, and even fewer cars can be seen rolling down the roads. Despite being the largest city in Johto, it may as well be a ghost town right now.
Wow, this is so eerie and quiet.
Adrian is kind of scared to speak up because, I mean, there were times where it was quiet at the monastery, obviously for like meditation, but this is a very different quiet that he is not used to. Almost like you can hear a pen drop.
There's still other people and there's still cars on the road, but to somebody like Jora, who has lived here in Goldenrod for a month or so at this point.
Yeah, not too long.
Not too long, but you have been here. This city is nowhere near as lively as it usually is.
Everyone's probably staying inside.
Yeah.
I'd imagine.
No one in their right mind would be out right now.
Jora just kind of looks to the group. Yeah, maybe the game corner is an evacuation center or some type of emergency shelter.
Maybe.
Jora's just going to kind of put Shinx a little closer to himself.
Oh, both my Pokemon are in their Pokeballs.
Yeah, same here. I'm keeping an eye on the Nidoran.
Make a Pokemon handling check.
Okay, that's understandable. That's a 13.
Yeah, they'll keep following you. I want somebody while you're walking around Goldenrod City, roll me a d20. Actually, no, roll me a d6. Okay. This is to see if a random encounter happens. What'd you get?
4.
It's just quiet as you're walking through the city. How are you finding your way to the game corner?
I figured Jora would know.
I have lived here for like a month. Could I try to roll a history check? Maybe I remember.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so that is 1d20 plus 3 for me. Yata. 8. Man, I ain't thinking of anything.
Luckily, what you do remember, Jora, is not that you need to know the exact route to the game corner. You just need to find a route to a Melon Company kiosk.
Oh, absolutely. We know that.
I was going to say, it's funny. I was going to suggest, is there a kiosk?
As you guys do find a kiosk, Jora, you are very easily able to use its connection to the web services to find a route to the game corner. It's not that far away, just about a 10-minute walk.
All right, this way.
Okay. Well,
now that we have some time, Jora, where are you from?
Oh, sorry, I wasn't expecting. Right, I come from Sinnoh. What about you?
Yes, I live in Blackthorn City. I am a student at the Dragon's Den. I met Silky here.
Well, that explains that.
Yes, we were raised alongside each other.
I was born in Sunnyshore. What about you?
I'm born and raised Lumio City in Kalos.
Oh, that's decently far from here, isn't it?
Yes, very. I came here on vacation, didn't expect to be here much longer. But here we are.
You and me both.
The man we're going to be meeting with at the Game Corner, his name's Jake. He was one of the event staff, and he works at the Game Corner.
Well, good to know that we'll be getting off on some better footing, especially considering just how dangerous things seem to be right now.
I don't know how much he would have found out, but I hope he knows something about Gym Leader Chris. I haven't heard anything about her just yet.
Oh, yeah.
Jora's just gonna kind of put his hands in his pockets.
You guys continue sauntering along for a couple more minutes and eventually arrive at a hustling, bustling game corner, actually. One of the very few places that has a lot of people present and has a lot of noise around it is the game corner. And you gather it's probably because a lot of people are here blowing off steam right now. But you come to this large 2 or 3-storied building, kind of almost like a block shape, but with purple walls with blue accent pillars clawing up the corners of the building to give it some extra three-dimensional pizzazz. And
I want to say trim.
But... trim, yes. Yeah, some blue trim pillars coming up along the corners as well. And just flashing bulbs. It almost looks like an outdated old fairgrounds sign saying, Game Corner!
Is its mascot an Ursa Ring?
It is not, no.
It's a cliff. Fairy.
Actually not. Not this one. This one would indeed have a Voltorb as its mascot.
Oh, Voltorb flip.
But yeah. You guys are all here at the game corner.
So okay. I'm not gonna say we're not gonna win Voltorb flip, but Jora is going to lose his money.
I'm gonna turn to Desmond. You first.
First what? What do you just aim?
I'm not going in there first.
Okay. I'll go in first. And Desmond will walk in first.
Adrian will then walk in.
I feel like there's a very real possibility Jake isn't here.
Okay, you guys enter into the game corner, which is bustling and open and filled with lots of people here to blow off steam after last night, as well as the previous team losses the other day at the Pokeathon before it was interrupted. You see there are civilians running around to slot machines and looks like some touchscreen tables and whatnot. Some people are playing regular card games and whatnot as well, and there are just attendants in well-dressed suits running around on top of it all. I should say their little uniform is kind of like a black suit with a red tie.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
You know what? I'm going to get right into it. I have no concept of anything, so we're going to play Voltorb Flip.
Oh, you're actually going to gamble. Okay.
I'm actually going to gamble. I said let's go gambling, and I meant it.
Okay. As you go over to one of these touchscreen tables, there's a little slot off to the side. You're not sure what it's for, but you're trying to use this touchscreen cable where you're going to play Voltorb Flip, and it's not responding to you. And after enough, an attendant is going to come over and simply say, "Apologies, sir, but to play any of the games here at the game corner, you will need a coin case."
Oh, a coin case. Right. Sorry, I forgot.
Do you have one on you?
One of those? I sure don't.
Ah, well... Not to worry. If you go out into the alleyway and find Shady Moe, he'll be able to provide you with one.
If you find Stab Carl in the alleyway, you know. Okay, yeah. Who am I talking to?
You need to find Shady Moe in the alleyway, sir.
Wonderful. Jorah's gonna stand up and go to the alleyway. We're going gambling. I will not let any sound decision stop me.
Okay. Are the other two of you doing anything since you guys have also walked into the game corner at this point?
I am looking for Jake purely by facial recognition because I'm too nervous to ask anybody.
Make a perception check.
Gladly.
We'll jump back to Jorah in a moment.
Okay, that's a 5.
Adrian, there's so many people here. This is more people than you've outside of the Pokeathlon World Championship. This is more people than you've ever seen in your entire life combined. It's kind of overwhelming and you're not able to recognize any of these faces. You almost lose Desmond in the crowd, actually. You have no idea where Jorah has gone.
You almost lose me because I'm off finding an attendant to ask if there's a Jake here.
Yeah, I reconvene with Desmond as I almost get lost.
Yeah, you almost get lost as, like, all these people are rushing around you and you're just kind of standing still, but you spot your friend Desmond over off in the corner speaking with an attendant. Desmond, you find an attendant, grab their attention, and they immediately come over to you, well-dressed in kind of black dress and red tie.
Hello, sir. Is there a Jake that is here right now?
May I ask, who is asking?
Oh, Desmond. He crashed his car and we helped him out.
Make a persuasion check.
So blunt. He crashed his car.
He crashed his car, and now he owes us a favor, you dig?
And we helped him out. My persuasion is... Hold on, what is my persuasion?
Tell him to ask for Desmond. You know, Desmond.
Whoa, boy.
Desmond, yeah. That's a 4.
For the attendant, simply is going to shake their head and say, "I apologize for the inconvenience, but we can't go giving employee information out to strangers. May I help you in any other way, sir?"
Okay. No, we just need to find Jake. Also, Jorah went somewhere. Did you see where he went, Adrian?
That is a very good question that I do not know the answer to right now.
And just like that, we do a little sliding cut straight out of Disney Channel to Jorah in an alleyway.
What a segue.
Hi, my name's Jorah Fencer, and you're watching Dices and Dexes. Yes, Jorah goes into the alleyway.
Yeah. One moment.
To find Shady Mike.
No, Shady Moe.
Shady Moe, my bad. Shady Mike is somewhere else.
You exit the game corner, turn off to the sidewalk, and then find an alleyway. It is dark and gloomy, almost unrealistically dark and gloomy, you notice, and you head down. Are you doing anything while you're walking down this trademark dark and shifty alleyway?
I'm clutching my wallet tightly to me, and I'm going to bring Cola back into his Pokeball.
Okay, a little zoop. And Cola is back in his Pokeball. As the flash from the Pokeball retreats, you do hear a voice call out from the far end of the alleyway and say, "What are you afraid of?"
Jorah's gonna just whip around.
Oh, no, it was coming from, like, in front of the direction you were walking. You were facing where it originated.
Oh. All right, you know what? Jorah's gonna steel his nerves, and he's just going to say, "So can I get a coin case?"
Depends. Who are you asking for? You don't see this person who's speaking, by the way. They seem to be either hidden behind something or lost in the dark of the alley.
I was told a Shady Moe, if that name means anything to you.
Ah, you're asking for Shady Moe, eh? That's a dangerous name to be throwing around. What you need from Shady Moe?
A coin case.
Well, that's a hard thing to come by. How much you got on you?
How much is it worth?
I don't know. You tell me. You're the one here in the alleyway. How much you willing to pay for it? Perhaps you'd prefer some other sort of test.
How does 400 sound to you?
Make a persuasion check.
I am going to use jerry-rigged knowledge, because I really don't want to mess this up. Yata. 15.
Sure, 400 polka dollars. Just come down here into the back. And you hear, sure. You see, as you're looking down, a door that leads back into the game corner kind of opens up, and you see the little silhouette of a man walking through that door back into the game corner.
All right. Jorah's going to, before he goes in, take out his wallet, pull out the 400, put his wallet back, and then walk through the door.
Okay, yeah, you walk down this alleyway some more, avoiding some ratata that are running amongst some trash bags and dumpsters. You see maybe even a coffin kind of floating in the shadows way, way in the back. But eventually you do turn into this door that you see, and exiting the dark alley trademark aesthetic, you are in a bright, flashy room with a gentleman in a long, oversized black trench coat with a little ball cap kind of on. I don't know the name of the cap, but it's kind of looks like a duck bill, if you know the one I'm talking about. Just kind of standing there on the other side of a bright, flashy desk, and he says, "Hi, I'm Shady Moe."
Oh, well, it's a pleasure to meet you. My name's Jorah.
Real name's not actually Shady Moe, but don't let the boss know that I told you that. It's actually Marky. And he extends a hand for a handshake.
I'll shake his hand.
He shakes and he's like, "Pleasure to meet you, Jorah. You can keep the 400 polka dollars. That's just a little joke that the boss likes me to do. Really, all I need you to do is fill out this form to get a coin case."
Oh, all right. Do you have a pen?
He shuffles through the comically large trench coat and pulls out a pen and hands it to you.
Nice. I will...
It has a Voltorb at one end.
Nice. I will be filling out this paperwork, which is probably going to take a bit.
Actually, it just asks, "What's your name?" And since a lot of the goods available in the game corner are trainer items, it asks for a trainer ID.
Okay. Yep. I will just put down my name and my trainer ID.
And then a means of contacting. You have a mailbox set up through the Melon Company.
Yeah, I'll write down my work email.
Yeah, no, it's not necessarily an email. It's like an actual mailbox, because even though it's the high-tech Johtoan future, people are really stubborn about their mail birds.
Listen, if we get rid of the mail system, what is Deli Bird gonna do? Do it for Tanya. I'll write down my mailbox, and I will hand him back the form.
He takes it from you and is like, "All right, thanks, Jorah." And again, remember, it wasn't Marky, it was Shady Moe. Okay.
I never met a Marky. I don't know what you're talking about.
He gives oinks. He's like, "Thanks." And he's going to open up a cabinet underneath on the other side of this kind of countertop. And he's going to hand you, it's not even an actual like case. It is actually just DS'd sized slab of black that's like kind of detailed and designed to look like a suitcase, but just about the size of a regular 3DS XL.
Nice. I actually have that on my desk.
You've got a perfect reference. You see that the left end of it has an input where you would put it in on one of the tables, one of the slot machines, etc., to handle basically the digital transaction of your game corner coins.
How would I go about getting coins? Is there a machine I missed?
For every 100 Poké Dollars you spend, you would get 5 Poké Coins, or Game Corner Coins.
Let's go drop 200 Poké Dollars and get some coins.
Sounds good.
So, I know we just talked about it, but what would that get me?
It would get you 10 coins, which is, I'm going to say, enough for one game.
All right. We've got one chance at Voltorb flip.
Okay.
Let's go gambling.
Let's go gambling.
So, Captain, while you exit this little side room, exit back through the alley, and then go back into the game corner, you find a Voltorb flip table. And I'm just going to say, start playing.
All right.
You get one game.
Do you want me to stream?
No, you don't have to. Just let me know what the results end up being. While you're doing that, I'm going to go back to Adrian and Desmond. Adrian and Desmond!
Oh, don't worry about it. I got 0 coins. The second tile I flip is a Voltorb.
Jorah, you...
Aw, dang it.
You walk over to this Voltorb flip table. You put in your shiny new coin case high-tech device thing into the respective slot, the table, vroom, glows alive, and a digital voice says, "Welcome to Celadon City Game Corner. Would you like to play a game of Voltorb Flip?"
"Yes."
"Celadon?"
"Oh, sorry. Goldenrod City."
Jorah just gets...
Actually, you know what? No. Actually, you know what? No. It does say Celadon. The audio does say Celadon.
It's a bug.
Eh, whatever. Terrorist attack happened yesterday. I'll take computer bugs.
And you start playing this game. You say, "Yeah, I want to play." You click one tile, you're safe. You click the next tile, and there's a... Normally, it would play a mimic explosion attack sound, like a boom. But you notice specifically all the audio in the table cuts off for that moment, and then the audio comes back after the explosion sound happens. So it's just
that
basically
actually so smart.
After last night, they figured they needed to do some IT stuff really fast. But Jorah, you lost and your coins are gone now.
Darn. Anyways.
Can I see if I can perceive a very disappointed Jorah?
Make a luck check.
Make a luck check.
I love the idea that you guys were like, "Man, where did Jorah go? Where'd he go?" And then you just hear in the corner, "Oh, man."
With a 19, that's exactly what happens. You're like looking around, Desmond, and you just hear an, "Oh, man." And you turn to your right and you see Jorah at a table nearly right next to you.
"Oh, I'm assuming you lost?"
"Yeah, but I got pretty far."
"Oh, well, good. Was it fun?"
"Yeah, I think I'm going to have to play again sometime, though."
"Yes, I'm afraid I don't have any money, and I don't think I'd be good at these."
"Oh, I don't want to spend any of my money on this. I'm working with a limited budget here."
"Oh, well, I mean, the coin case was free," as I hold up the coin case.
"I don't even want to be tempted."
"Do they sell those at the counter?"
"No, you have to walk down a very creepy alleyway and ask for Shady Mo."
"I definitely do not want to get a coin case now."
"He's actually a pretty nice guy once you get to know him."
"Okay, well, moving swiftly on from that, we couldn't find Jake. Well, we didn't search. We asked an attendant. He said he couldn't give out employee information.
And I got very scared very quickly, so I lost Desmond nearly in the crowd."
"I do think it's also very possible he's not here. He's recovering from a concussion."
"I see."
"I don't know how many Pokemon centers they have around right now."
"Can I roll history?"
"You can make a history check."
"Roll." "I definitely don't, and Jorah doesn't either. That's a 6.
With a 6, Jorah, you got no clue. You are living that cushy internship life with the Melon Company right now. You've never had to go to the Pokemon Center until last night.
"So, would you believe me if I said I don't know?"
"I would. I don't know what we're going to do until dinner time then."
"It couldn't hurt to try and look for Jake one more time, but it also, if we can't, we could plan where we're going to go next because, well, we could leave tomorrow for somewhere if we wanted to."
"That is true. Dora, do you know where we could get a map of the region?"
"Would the kiosks give us a map?"
"It would give you a digital one, but not one you could print out."
"Well, the kiosks would have one we could look at, but not take with us."
"I could try and copy it roughly."
"Is it one of the prizes they offer, maybe?"
You can get an Abra for 200, so I'd say you can get a map for 50 coins. That's like a cheap Dave and Buster's map.
"So what you're saying is, if I put 200 more dollars into one game of Voltorb Flip, there's a chance."
"There is indeed a chance. You can start playing another game if you want, Jorah, if you want to put down the cash for it."
"I have 200 Poké Dollars left, and I'm saving it. So I don't think we're getting a map from here."
"Okay, well, we can go to a kiosk and look at the map, and I can copy it down on a piece of paper as best I can."
"Yeah, works for me."
"Let's go."
"Allons-y."
Okay, you guys leave the game corner and head to a kiosk. You guys are back walking around Ghost Town Goldenrod City. You eventually find a kiosk and look up a map for the region of Johto. I want Desmond, since you said you're copying down a map, I want you to make... We're going to describe this as an investigation check. This is to see how much of the details you can get down accurately.
All right. I take a page out of the back of my journal, and with a 4, make a pretty sloppy map, probably.
After a moment, the kiosk, something registers in it, and it actually closes the map off from you. It seems a camera has recognized that you are copying down the trademarked map from the Mellon Company, and that sort of intellectual property infringement is frowned upon by the Mellon Company, of course.
Well, wait, everybody. Let's go to the department store. Remember, this morning they said the Mellon Company is providing visitors with a 90% discount on Mellon Company goods to visitors. So you guys may be able to get a map at a cheaper rate.
That is true.
That's very smart.
I don't know why I didn't think of that before.
A lot has happened. It's very hard to process everything.
Let's go to the department store.
You guys travel once more. Somebody roll me another D6.
I will.
On our way, I fold the scrap piece of paper, the terrible map that I made, into a paper airplane.
That's a Juan.
Okay. With a Juan.
Please, nobody come out and try to mug us.
Adrian.
Yeah?
You don't know where the Nidoran siblings are.
Fuck! I am looking around. I'm, like, backtracking towards the kiosk. I am looking for them.
You guys are walking, and then all of a sudden there's this moment where Adrian immediately turns heel and starts power walking back to the kiosk.
The Nidoran, the Nidoran, the Nidoran, the
Nidoran. Adrian! Well, he's gone.
There's the Nidoran!
Oh, he's looking for the Nidoran. Where the... Oh, yeah, they're gone. I guess I'll follow him. I don't want to leave him alone.
Jorah just like, wait, but the department store?
I know, it's yeah, just a second.
Yeah, I'm looking. Jorah's gonna
follow them.
You are rushing back to the kiosk, Adrian, and you do not find them there at the kiosk. No check needed. They are not at the kiosk.
I am checking by the game corner.
By the game corner or in the game corner?
I don't know if they followed me. Yeah, I want to check around the game corner, kind of in the alley and streets, and then I'll check inside.
Okay, make an investigation check around the game corner.
All right, here we go. I'm having Silky Gauntlet help as well. I know that's not probably going to help, but...
It's not going to be a help action, but I appreciate the flavor.
Yeah, this is a all men on deck. That's a 4. That was about to be a 20.
Panicking amongst all of this, and you're not able to find any leads on if they are around the game corner.
I'm going to return Silky and Gauntlet, and I'm going to go inside the game corner and work up the courage to get an attendant.
Oh, wow. He is confident all of a sudden. Wow. Look at him go. I'm so proud.
There is a greater issue at hand.
Yeah, how do you grab an attendant? Or unless Jorah wants to say something. Sorry.
Nothing.
Cool. How do you grab an attendant?
In a panic and a rush, Adrian like rushes up to an attendant. I'm sorry to bother you. I had a set of Nidoran with me since last night, and I was walking around the city with them. They were with me. I went in here, and they're gone. I'm worried about them, but I'm worried about the people around them.
No, we've not seen any Nidoran here. We would have had pest control come and grab them if that was the case.
Is it with pest control, man? Okay.
Are you okay, sir? Do you need to sit down? Can I get you some water?
No, I need to find these Nidoran. They're scared. They're probably scared right now, and I want to help them, but I can't find them. Yeah.
What are you doing?
Adrian is going to calm himself down. I'm just going to go, thank you. As Adrian's going to walk outside.
Where are presumably, we at?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I ran away. I'm sorry, everyone. Can you help me look around for the Nidoran again around here, or up and down the street? Cover more ground?
Yes, we can search. Zephyr, I want Zephyr to rest. Do you want to do the eyes thing with Mistral?
No, I would rather be on the ground.
Okay, that's fine. We'll help you look around, and then we'll go to the department store.
Thank you.
How are you all looking for the Nidoran?
I was originally searching it around very frantically with my Pokemon. I want to take a more methodical approach in finding them, seeing maybe where they may have left some tracks. Or, not tracks, but is there any messes from, like, Pokemon?
How are you looking for tracks? How are you looking for tracks?
Like, messes that were made in, like, alleys with, like, trash maybe being thrown about, trying to, like, scurry into, like, boxes or stuff like that.
You're looking in alleyways. Okay.
Yes.
Desmond, Jorah, how are you guys helping, if at all?
Sure. I will let Mistral out of her ball and say, Mistral, Can you help us? We lost Anitra and siblings. Can you help us find them? And she just shakes her head very plainly, no.
Said,
oh, well, okay then. And I'll return it to her ball. And start looking around like I'm looking for a dog that just got off his leash. Literally just looking down around corners. Just checking places. Nothing special.
Okay.
All right. Jorah is going to take out Kola. And I'm just going to say, Kola, do you remember those two Nidoran that we saw earlier? I need you to try to see if you can find something that may look like tracks that they may have left. And I would like to use Kola's perception skill of +2.
I'm going to say normally finding tracks would be survival. But this is a cityscape, so looking for like dirt marks and whatnot isn't exactly applicable here. So I'll let you do perception. I want a... We'll just call this... Kola, make a perception check. Desmond, make a perception check. Adrian, make a investigation check again.
Okay.
Kola.
Yeah, Kola, because... yeah. All right.
All right, Kola got a 14.
All right.
I rolled a 12.
Desmond rolled a 21.
All right. While Adrian is searching around these alleyways, looking in trash cans, rummaging through bags and whatnot, and while Kola is using his sharp cat-like eyes to look for any signs of these two Nidoran running about or moving around the streets, Desmond, you do notice at a point between the game corner and the kiosk where you tried copying down the map, there is a big lush park here in the city.
Oh.
One of many.
Oh, hey guys, this park here, the Nidoran might have gone in here because they were looking for the forest.
Let's check there.
Better plan than I had.
As you're traveling through this park, since there's not a lot of cars going around, not a lot of people walking around today, the park is actually buzzing quite lively. A lot of bug Pokemon, a lot of flying types, a lot of just kind of regular animal Pokemon. There's quite a few Rattata, some Pidgeys, some Hoot Hoots, couple fun Ledyba flying around. All these lovely little foresty Pokemon just kind of enjoying this little metro park.
Oh, well, this is much nicer than our previous surroundings.
Yes, it's... peaceful here.
It's a shame that we found this only after this horrible attack.
Yes, can I communicate with some of the Pokemon here and ask, like, have you seen two Nidoran?
Make a Pokemon handling check to try and glean some information from these Pokemon.
Yay! We love Blackthorn Wisdom. We hate low rolls. That is a 7.
Roleplay a situation out for me.
I'm going up to a Pidgey. Excuse me. As I kind of do like a bird call. Have you seen a pair of Nidoran around here that may have just entered?
The Pidgey tweaks its head towards you, turns it a little bit, and goes,
what is it saying to me?
Basically to the effect of, I don't know. Seeing your disappointment, the Pidgey flutters off towards a bird on another tree, and you get the general gist that they're talking with each other, and then the original Pidgey flies off, and you're not sure why. You wait a couple seconds, and he comes back with another bird, and that bird, it's a larger bird, almost like a Pidgey, but with a more spiky feather plume at the top, flies, swoops down in front of you, and goes, yeah! Follow!
Hello.
And before it even hears you say hello, it turns around and begins flying off.
I'm gonna follow it.
Yay.
As you're following the Pidgeotto, you arrive at a small collection of bushes with a little tiny, not a very big pond. And there you see the two Nidoran siblings, a larger pinkish-purple one protecting the smaller grayish-blue one.
I'm gonna slowly approach the two Nidoran.
Yeah, it seems like both of them are taking sips out of this small pond, and as you approach, the ears on the brother perk up, its face immediately shoots towards the direction where your steps are coming from, and immediately as it sees you, it lets its guard down.
I'm gonna send out Silky and Gauntlet so they can also, you know, drink the water, kind of hang out. I'm sorry for leaving you earlier. Are you enjoying your time here?
The two siblings look at each other, both of them nod.
It seems my friends and I are going to be in the city for a bit. Would you like to stay here until we leave for a bigger forest?
Make an insight check.
Okay. Gladly. That is a 14.
You get the sense that this was the forest they were looking for the entire time.
Oh, this is where you were looking for.
And the two siblings nod, yes. And you see that they're less on edge now.
I want to reach my hand out for me to scratch both their necks. or like beneath their chins, but I'm letting them approach me.
Go ahead and make a Pokemon handling check.
That's another 14.
DC was 15. They do not approach, but they're not aggressive or anything. They just don't approach. Even though they're not able to necessarily smile because they're basically rabbits, you do get the sense that with the way their ears are perking up, the way the younger Nidoran is jumping around and whatnot, they're pretty happy here. They found their home again.
I'm glad you made it back.
Desmond, this whole time, is staying a safe, socially distanced distance away.
I'm going to go back
from
to
the Nidoran.
I'm going to go back to my friends now, and I hope to come by and see you two again. And I'll make sure to bring Felix as well, if I find him.
Yeah, they both give, like, a energetic nod, seemingly excited for the possibility.
All right.
Jorah is going to kind of pipe up. You seem to be very attached to those two Nidoran. Is there a story?
Not we, but our friend Felix, he found them nearly being trampled on in the crowd of the Pokeathlon, and we were taking care of them until they found their home here.
Well, good to see that they seem to be in high spirits.
Yes, I'm very happy they've managed to get home.
Yes, wonderful.
Speaking of which, Desmond, I assume you want to try and get home as quickly as possible, right?
Yes, that doesn't seem like it's going to be happening anytime soon, but I'm hoping to make the most of my time here, I suppose.
Yes, well, seeing them like this, I want to help you, Desmond, I want to help you. And you as well, Jorah, even though it seems you're living here for the time being.
There could be worse cities to live in.
Yes. I don't know where gym leader Chris is, but I think it's worth our time to take on the gym challenge.
That's what I was just about to say. Well, I want to get stronger, and that seems like a great way to do it.
Yes.
And also hopefully run into Faulkner at some point. Maybe he can give me some pointers.
On Sky Battling, right?
Oui.
And I would just like to work some stress out, you know? So, gym challenge seems like a good idea.
Yes.
But that's amazing. Do the gym challenge along with us as well.
Well, I do believe there is a gym in town. Would I know that?
No, you would know. You would know.
I was going to say, I live
in
Johto.
You're from Johto. Wires are getting crossed. You would know there's a gym in Goldenrod.
Gotcha. There's a gym in Goldenrod. We could test the waters there.
Do we have to register or anything? I've never done a gym challenge before.
Neither have I.
Oh, well, this is going to be very fun.
Well, we can at least check by the gym and see if we do have to get registered. It's not the worst first place to try.
That is very true. Seems like the best place to try.
Well, what are we waiting around for then?
Let's go.
Jorah, do we know where the gym is?
You guys can use the kiosks to find your way there.
I was gonna say, let's go back to the kiosk.
You guys are able to use a kiosk, find your way to the gym. This is going to be a very comedic hard cut to a closed sign on the gym.
All right, here we go. Off on a grand adventure.
Does it say why?
Let me explain. You guys travel to the gym and are immediately greeted with the news that the Goldenrod City Gym is actually closed down. There's actually a crowd of upset trainers outside. Even though it's getting towards the end of daylight right now, there's a few trainers who are grumpy about it outside, and some understaffed gym trainers are trying to calm them down. And they're like, we're sorry. Gym leader Whitney is away right now. If the rail line was up and running, she would be here already. But she's away in Olivine City right now. She won't be back for a few days.
Well, I don't really want to wait around here for a few days.
We could,
I don't really know where else we could go, though.
I mean, there's a lot of neighboring towns and cities. We just need to travel through some of the woods, I believe.
As I mentioned, also, it's getting towards the end of daylight.
Yeah. But for right now, it's getting late. I don't have a watch on me, but I imagine it's around dinner time now.
All of your stomachs growl as you've not had any food all day.
Yeah, we're broke.
I have 200 Poké dollars, so that might get us a slice of bread.
I'm going to direct us to Minnie and Kayla's house.
Which is where?
15 East Street, apartment F. I put it in my journal.
I put it in my journal, too.
Yeah, once again, you travel to 15 East Street towards one of the many apartment buildings, high-rises here in Goldenrod City. I will say, as the day has gone on, the news has been running. As the day has gone on, you're noticing here in the evening, there is a little more bustle. There are a lot of foreigners who are trapped here in Johto and Goldenrod City to begin with. So, not a lot of people had plans for, say, groceries. So a lot of people are now coming out to go out to restaurants to eat and whatnot, despite the tragedy that struck the city last night. All of that said, while you're traveling through a more robust nightlife here in Goldenrod City, you eventually come to one of these high rises, 15 East Street, and with a buzzer, you ring apartment F, and a man's voice comes across from the other end of the buzzer and says,
hello? Who is this?
I turn to Desmond.
Hello, this is Desmond and Adrian. Felix isn't with us, but is there a Kayla who lives here?
Oh, you're the boys who helped out Minnie. Yeah.
Yes.
Come on up.
And you hear there's a bang as the door unlocks and you're all able to enter in and walk up the stairs or take an elevator.
Okay. I will take the elevator. Walk up the
stairs. There's an elevator that works.
Yeah, I'll take the elevator.
It's a unique experience for you, Adrian, having never been in an elevator before.
All of a sudden we start going up and Adrian like shakes a little bit.
It's just an elevator.
We had ladders and stairs.
Well, with elevators, you don't need to climb up those stairs.
Ladders and stairs and volcanic jets.
Yeah.
Is it anything like a volcanic jet? No.
Eventually, you guys all arrive at the third floor. Exit from the elevator, and this high-rise has only got one apartment on each side, and the one on the left is apartment F, and you give a knock, and answering the door, you see a gentleman, likely Kayla's husband, and he just says, hello, hello, come on in.
Hi.
Hello, sir.
My name's Ricky, and he's like shaking each of your hands as you come on in.
Nice to meet you, Ricky. I am Desmond.
Pleasure to meet you, Desmond. Thank you for everything you did to help out Minnie and Kayla yesterday.
Yes, of course. Thank you. Are they all right?
Yes, of course they're all right. And you hear the little squeeze and joys of a young little girl playing in their little living space with a small pink kitty Pokemon.
Aww.
Minnie and Kibbles are playing with each other in the living room just in front of the television. They notably do not have the news on. They've just got some friendly childhood cartoons playing. And you see Kayla, her mother, is sitting on the couch watching her. It seems that the man who answered the door actually has like a cooking apron on.
Mr. Ricky, do you mind if I let my Pokemon out to play, or would you rather them stay in the Pokeballs?
Oh, yes, of course, of course. And Kayla just calls out from the couch and says, you're always welcome to let Pokemon out here.
I'm gonna let Silky and Gauntlet out. I am going to turn to Gauntlet. Do not climb on the furniture like you do your trees.
Gauntlet's like hand just casually reaches towards a little bit of wooden trim on the wall to like, but this isn't furniture. Surely I can climb the wall, right?
I shake my head.
Make an intimidation check.
Oh boy, I wonder how this will go. That's an 11.
Gauntlet, out of respect for its trainer, will lower her hand.
How about this? We'll go to the park tomorrow in a free time. You can climb all the trees you want there.
This is acceptable to Gauntlet.
Lovely.
But yes, it's a lovely family site here. Kayla looks like she's working on a crafts project, whether it's crocheting, knitting, don't know. She's working on something. Use your mind's eye to decide what while on the couch. And then Minnie and Kibbles are playing with each other. And Ricky is cooking dinner, which is going to be some very delicious sandwiches along with some stew and some very important veggies that Minnie is very upset to have to eat.
I would like to play my flute during this time.
Yeah, go ahead. Make a performance check.
I'll also let Mistral out to play with Kibbles and Minnie, because I feel like she would enjoy that.
Jora will let out Cola.
Yeah, how are your Pokemon playing?
Have you ever seen one cat that likes bothering another cat?
No, I've not seen a cat, but I do that to Pix, so yes.
They'll like run up, bat them a little bit, and then when they get a reaction, they run.
Yes.
That's kind of what Cola's doing. Cola's a little piece of garbage sometimes.
He's doing that to Kibbles, the skitty.
Yes, absolutely.
In a playful way or assholish way?
Oh no, definitely in a playful way.
Silky is kind of acting, this is gonna sound funny, Silky's acting as like sort of a trampoline spring, so like we'll coil up out of Pokemon and jump on Silky's gonna like launch them up a little bit.
Absolutely.
And like sometimes play tag.
After a moment of everybody's been playing, you all are able to take seats on their couches. You don't have to roll anything.
I was just going to say, I rolled a 15 on my flute.
Oh, on your flute. Adrian's playing a lovely little tune. Kibbles and Cola are bickering in the way that only cats can do. Mistral is both simultaneously enjoying floating around and maybe sometimes a little annoyed when either Cola or Kibbles leaps at her, as it is a floating object that could very much be the equivalent of a cat toy.
Yes.
And
Zephyr is with Desmond resting.
Zephyr is resting on doctor's orders. And meanwhile, this whole time, Minnie is just giggling over Cola and Silky the springboard and Mistral's absent-minded annoyance at being treated like a little plaything. But it's a lovely sight. Eventually, Kayla will put her little craft project to the side and will say, "Well, I believe it's time for dinner, everybody." And Ricky is, you turn around and he's like setting the table. And you all go over to the table and are able to eat. And Ricky makes some small talk with you all, asks about how the each of you met. He wants to hear your guys' tale of how you rescued Kibbles from the wicked Pokemon thieves who snuck and tried to ruin the Pokeathon World Championship yesterday.
Oh, of course.
If you guys want to add anything else to the conversation, now's the time to do so. You can describe things briefly or you can roleplay it. Up to you.
Adrian is gonna break from his shell really quick and describe the epic victory that we had in our mock Pokeathlon.
Oh yeah.
Make a performance check, Adrian.
Gladly. That's a 10.
It's a fairly entertaining story. Yeah. He kind of is leaning into it just as much as you guys all were when it first happened. And when you describe the victory, he just claps. And Minnie is over on the side and says, "That's super cool." And Ricky is Absolutely it is. We have some star Poke athletes here in our kitchen tonight. Isn't that wonderful? And yes, Kayla off to the side will just nod and say, "Yes, dear. Yes, it is."
Yes, and our prize, as I'm going to take out Tyrone the Spinarak plushie.
That's right, I forgot about Tyrone! Yes, Tyrone the Spinarak plushie.
Integral part of the story.
One of the very few things you all did purchase with your money.
Do I do the kind thing? Adrian would totally do. Oh, man. You know what? Yeah, Adrian would totally do this. And to Minnie, the one who was the binding force for me and my friends, I would like to hand Tyrone the Spinarak plushie to her.
This girl's eyes go anime star bright. She's like, "Oh my gosh!" And she like takes it from your hands, clutches it to her chest, and just hugs it tightly. And she's like, "Yes! I love Spinarak!" And as she says that, Kibbles just gives a death glare to the plushie.
That thing is not making it to the end of the night if he has anything to say about it.
That's amazing.
I want all of you to make a very quick perception check.
Of course.
Okay.
This is just for jokes. It's not an important one.
Sure.
That's a 22. 12.
Dirty 20.
Jorah and Desmond, you see this. When Kibbles gives the death glare, amidst the jovialness of the conversation, the laughs, and like the, "Oh, thank you," from Kayla, and her being like, "Now what do we say, Minnie?" And Minnie's like, "Thank you, thank you, thank you." While Kibbles is giving the death glare, Ricky just really quick shoots a glare back at Kibbles, and Kibbles' death glare stops.
Desmond will not say anything about that.
And Ricky will just say, "That's awfully kind of you, Adrian. Thank you.
Thank you for the kind words."
Yes, of course. You all have, well, you helped our young daughter find her best friend. So all we can give you are kind words and thank yous.
The meal was incredible, Ricky.
Oh, well, wait until you get to experience Kayla's desserts. And as he says that, Kayla is going to stand up and say, "Oh, yes, I must begin on those quickly. Once we throw them in the oven, we can all watch a movie or something." And Kayla's going to get up. She's going to go into the kitchen now and going to start a baking process. Seems like she had made and set the ingredients to the side, but when dinner started to be made, she paused it. And so she's working on that. And if any of you want to have any more conversation at the dinner table, if you want to go to the kind of living area room, hang out there again, up to you.
Adrian's ready to go ahead and go back to the living area. Chill after a hearty meal, saving room for dessert.
Sure. Jorah will join.
As you all are in the living room, Ricky will start helping to put dishes away. And eventually he'll come join you all while Kayla's in the kitchen. And he turns the TV off temporarily, just while Minnie's continuing to play with Kibbles and Tyrone the Spinnerack plushie. While that's all happening, he'll turn to you all and he'll be like, "So, what are you all going to do now?" And he's specifically not addressing the elephant in the room, but still asking, like, essentially, what are you guys going to do?
Well, marooned in Johto, I am going to take on the gym challenge, and that's what I think we're in agreement that we're all taking it on together.
Gives me a chance to see outside of what the dragon's den is like. I've lived there my entire life, and taking on the gym challenge sounds like it'll be a great time. A great chance to see what I've been missing out on.
And since I'm also marooned here, I figured, what else am I going to be doing for the foreseeable future?
So, you're all going to do the gym challenge. Have you thought about facing Whitney?
She's out of town right now.
Oh.
She's not going to be back for a few days.
Yes, and because the train is not running at the moment.
Oh, and he looks towards you, Jorah, and he's like, you said you were working an internship with the Melon Company, yes?
Yes, though unfortunately I don't have quite as much sway over them as you may believe. Given the chance, I would love to have the trains running.
That's unfortunate. If the train's down, I know that's a Melon Company. That's a major part of their everyday business that they help Johto with.
Yes, it's not ideal, to say the least.
How's your internship working, everything that's happened?
Well, I actually had a little bit of free time, came down for the Pokeathlon, and, well, now we're here. Though, in general, the work is all right. Nothing to complain about, I suppose. Took me a little bit of getting used to, but...
Do you need to ask for time off to take on the gym challenge, or...?
As part of my internship, I was given 1 week in order to... Jorah kind of looks left and right. It's part of working for the professor in Sinnoh. My contract was a little cushy.
Oh, only a week? I'd be surprised if anyone finished the gym challenge in a week, though.
Well, given the circumstances, I'm not sure how strong this contract's looking.
Well,
have you thought about checking to see what that's like? How's that looking?
If I can be quite honest with you, I'm still trying to come to grips with everything. Though, I have wanted to contact Professor Rowan, or at least... I've also been thinking about contacting Melon in order to talk about the contract itself. But then all this happened. I may not have much, but I do get updates every now and then. And from what I can tell, or from what I could gather, yeah, things aren't going great with him.
Well, I don't know if international communication is up yet again. I know they slowed everything down after, and he refrains from mentioning further. Anyways, I know that you can always do telecalls at the Pokemon centers if you've got the cash on you to pay for the bandwidth. Might want to do that if you need to contact your professor.
Jorah, remembering the 200 Poke dollars in his pocket, I'll get on that.
It's not a whole lot. It's only about 50 Poke dollars.
You see Jorah, like, audibly decompress.
That reminds me, what are we going to do about money? Traveling isn't cheap. It took the monastery had to help me with my travel fees.
And I doubt we could find enough random trainers standing in the forest in order to make a living off of that.
We do get a 90% discount on melon stuff.
You too get
that. That reminds me, actually. I do hate to impose this upon you, but do you happen to have a map we could borrow?
He thinks for a moment. I might. Hey, honey! Do you still have that stuff from back when you were doing the gym challenge all those years ago? And Kayla's going to think for a moment. I think I gave most of that... I think most of that's stored with my parents in Cherry Grove. Oh, okay. Well, and he turns to you all. Don't worry, we'll get you set up with something.
Thank you.
I do appreciate it, but...
It's very kind of you.
Consider it payment for Tyrone the Spinnerack. And as Tyrone has mentioned, Minnie just says, thank you!
You're welcome, really Minnie.
Really covering her bases with that one.
As you all are continuing to talk, eventually Kayla calls you all over and is like, all right, baked goods are finished. I made a little bit for tonight, and I've made some extra for you all to take on the go. Now, Jorah, I know you weren't a part of the people who helped us yesterday, but if these two have thrown themselves in with your lot, then I'm sure you're quite a good person. So I've also made some for you. And she's going to slide a small box towards each of you. It's three small boxes. Inside are four flower-shaped mini cakes.
Oh, wow.
And then she pulls out a larger tray that has obviously some of the same flower-shaped mini cakes that will be eaten tonight as dessert. You each can mark that you have 4 mini cakes from Kayla.
You're truly too kind.
Thank you very much, Kayla.
Well, I promise I will pay you back. You all did something sweet for me and my family, so it's only right that I do something sweet for you all. Now, what kind of movie are we all going to watch? Guest's choice.
Movie.
Considering you two are more in line with what's going on here, I'll leave the decision up to you.
Question.
Adrian, have you ever seen a movie?
I was so glad you asked. I was about to ask that. DM, have I ever watched a movie?
What is a movie?
Okay, look, Blackthorn's dated. They're not that dated.
You would have been watching the Charlie Chaplins.
But the Dragon's Den is dated.
Look, dude, I have visited a monastery before. They have movie nights.
That's true. I've seen some. I don't know the scope of what's been released lately, though.
Sorry, this is going to be a really dumb Pokemon pun. But Kayla's going to say, oh, no worries. With Netphalanx, we can watch anything.
The icon is the Phalanx all sitting down in a movie theater.
Absolutely it is.
Yes, absolutely. I need to ask Jana that if she Phalanx. Can draw that.
This is where I've just come up with a pokey pun. You all have the choice of a movie you want to watch. Whoever can come up with the better pokey pun on a movie title, they get the proverbial golden crown.
Tyrant from Park.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of, like, child-friendly movies that I can poke upon.
I have an idea. That can I change my idea?
Yeah, go ahead.
Air Pups. Like Air Bud, but Lily Pup.
Air Pups.
Air Pups!
I'm sorry, my vote's for Air Pups.
I'm trying to think of one.
Captain, you gotta come up with something.
I know, I am seriously trying my best.
I've come up with 2, and I'm going for a third.
The thing is, I did come up with one, and I'm like, that's not a child-friendly movie. I've got one.
Okay.
It's a bit of a stretch, but what about Safari Zone as a parody of Madagascar?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's good. You know what? This is lame, but I'm going with it. Pyroar King.
Pyroar King. I like Pyroar King.
I like it. King.
Okay, so we've got Pyroar King. All right. Yeah, which one do you three want to watch? Safari Zone, Air Pups, or Pyroar King? Those are the 3 favorites of Mini.
My vote goes towards Air Bud.
I gotta go Air Pups.
Air Pups is good.
Air Pups is really good. And you guys enjoy the rest of the night watching the 6 goofy little lily pups do things completely unnatural to what a lily pup should be able to accomplish. There's a moment where one of them flies. You all enjoy Air Pups. It's super fun. Minnie's having a blast playing with Tyrone and Kibbles and everything. And you all enjoy the lovely little flower-shaped mini cakes, the extras that Kayla had prepared. And eventually has to come to a close. And Minnie is put to bed. Kibbles curls up next to her. Tyrone is also, like, curled up. Minnie has both simultaneously one arm around Tyrone and one arm around Kibbles while she sleeps. Kayla does some late night sweeping up while Ricky helps clean up the kitchen. And you all, what do you do?
I would like to help clean up.
Yeah, no, Jor is going to offer help wherever he can in cleaning up and setting everything away.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys help clean up, and Kayla will just say, oh, thank you. That's so kind of you. And Ricky's like, dang, you guys are like practically superheroes out here.
It's the least we could do for our wonderful hosts.
Well, just keep paying it forward with other people, you mean.
Yes, we're always taught at the monastery that if we take one, we give 2 back.
Ricky just nods and is like, that's a really good lesson. Hey, honey, we might have to use that on Minnie one day. And Kayla gives a chuckle. Eventually, cleaning comes to a close. And Ricky is seeing you guys out, thanking you one last time. When Kayla begins to, like, exits the room, heads off to bed, Ricky just looks to you all and is like, okay, keep this hush-hush, but... And he's going to hand each one of you a 5,000 Poké dollar bill.
Hey, yo.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much.
No, Jorah's just gonna, like, no, I, you're being too kind, and this, you've gone from being too kind in a good way to being too kind in a way I'm not comfortable with. I can't take this.
Counterpoint, you're trapped in our region. You need a map if you're going to go doing the gym challenge. And supplies. I don't see any of you having tents.
You are quite right.
Thank you so much.
Jorah's going to take the 5,000 and just say, I'm going to pay you back one day.
That's all well and good. But for now, take that.
Jorah puts it in his wallet.
I'll also put the cash in my wallet. Well, we should probably head back.
If either of you need a place to stay, I've got a spare bed. I was supposed to have a roommate, but they don't go there anymore. Sorry, that sounded really ominous.
As you're all, like, leaving and, like, not sure where you're staying for the night, Ricky's going to be like, do you all need a place to stay?
I can just go to the Pokemon Center. I'll be fine.
The Pokemon Center is fine. You've done so much for us. I appreciate it.
All right. If you're sure...
I have a place with my internship.
We can stay at the Pokemon Center.
Well, if you're ever in town again, you're more than welcome to come stay with us.
Yes, of course.
Thank you very much. You've been entirely too kind to us.
He wants to argue about the too kind part, but he's not going to. Ricky is instead just right after you guys are about to leave. He's like, oh, wait, one more thing. You mentioned the gym challenge, but you can't face Whitney. Who are you going to face then? There's Morty to the north and Eckertig. I mean, there's Falconer to the east and Violet. And then there's, oh, I think Bugsy's still running the gym down south in Azalea.
Desmond is going to say, well, Azalea sounds very good to me.
If Kula and I could get a little stronger, we could probably take on Falconer.
I know typically on journeys, people face Falconer first, from what I've heard and read. I'm fine with Falconer or Bugsy, truly.
I really want to talk to Falconer, so that sounds good as well.
Alright, Falconer is his.
Okay. Well, if you're traveling over to Violet, just keep an eye out on the ruins of Alf. I've been hearing there's been some stuff going down there lately.
Stuff of what variety?
Good to know.
Just some people making a ruckus out there. Just keep an eye out, okay?
Jorah's thoughts wanted to be like, ooh, research? Oh no, bandits.
No, not bandits. Just, I don't know all of the details, but maybe you'll meet some people on the road.
Yes.
All right.
I won't forget your kindness.
Okay.
Neither will we. Take care, gentlemen. Have a good night.
You as well. This is going to sound so stupid, but so funny. Adrian's going to give a thumbs up.
A really weird, awkward one.
Yeah. He's like, well, thank you, Adrian. And he'll give a thumbs up back.
As soon as we're on the elevator, Desmond leans over to Jorah and says, I will 1,000,000% take your spell bed. That sounds amazing.
Of course.
Merci. Thank you.
And as you all head off to your beds for the night, whether they be at a Melon Company provided dormitory or a free hostel at the Pokemon Center, one of the many here in Goldenrod City, you all get a night's sleep.
Not a good night's sleep, but a night's sleep. One of the night's sleep of all time.
A night's sleep of all time. Jorah, there may be a Melon Company kiosk in your room. Not a full-sized one, but a small, like, personal one. And there may be a notice that you have been summoned by your supervisor. But other than that, you wake up and everything's fine, and we're gonna end our session there.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
After a long day exploring Goldenrod City, our heroes have a nice dinner evening with the family of Kibbles and Minnie. Having decided to attempt the Violet City Gym, what new adventures await Jorah, Desmond, and Adrian?